Southwest Ohio leads the state in the number of people with developmental disabilities benefiting from telecaregiving. This is when technology takes the place of live-in caregivers at night who are often hard to get and keep. Here's Focus on Technology. Meet Beth.
I like to paint my nails, and I like to do art. Art is my life.
And her roommate, Susie.
Well, I like swimming. And it's a beautiful day outside. I wish I could go swimming today.
For years, they've had to have somebody stay with them at night. That's not the case anymore. Technology has helped them become more independent. If you look around in their apartment, you'll see door sensors and cameras. Adam Shoemaker's company, Total Home Care Solutions, provides the technology and the nighttime monitoring. He's working with agencies in Hamilton, Butler, Warren, and Claremont counties to place the appropriate devices in the home. Shoemaker says it's not Big Brother. He says nobody sees anything unless an alarm goes off or if Beth and Susie call on their wall-mounted tablet.
So this is our main video tablet that we use. So like when we take over at 10 o'clock at night, the monitoring station will call in here, check in with them, make sure everything's okay.
Beth and Susie have been doing it this way for a couple of years now, and many others are following in their footsteps. Shoemaker says Ohio leads the nation in remote monitoring for people with disabilities.
Missouri is working on it, but Ohio has really been one of the first states to adopt remote supports as a way to support folks in their own home.
Medicaid pays for the technology needed. Allison Leedy with the Hamilton County Developmental Disabilities Services is an advocate for remote monitoring because she says it promotes independence. She talked to WVXU via phone while at a smart home in Lebanon showcasing the technology.
It's really individualized to meet the specific person's needs. We have stove sensors in the home, so people are able to see how if someone walks away from a stove, the sensor would detect that and be able to shut it off if that's what's listed in their protocol that they would need.
For Beth and Susie, the technology is very inconspicuous. Eric Sunderman is the agency program manager for Beth and Susie.
So this type of thing has been really helpful in both the ladies becoming more independent and relying on staff less, and then it's helped us as an agency from a business perspective really be able to focus on quality supports, you know, getting these ladies what they need in the evenings and daytime. And then overnight, you know, they're completely fine here with just a little bit of technology.
Sunderman says the biggest challenge in the beginning was convincing the guardians and families. He says eventually they came around to the idea telecaregiving is really safer than having a person stay overnight.
It's kind of the way of the future to really help with this problem. And then staff can actually focus, you know, at LAD and other agencies, staff can use their gifts and talents to bring that to their people.
What do Beth and Susie think of it? Beth even used it in a storm.
I didn't like it at first. I was so scared, completely scared. But after that, couple of years got used to it, and when the bad weather comes, I call the camera, the monitoring, and tell them, say, hey, there's a bad storm outside, it's scaring me. And Adam came on and told me, you'll be just fine, it will pass away. It did pass away, and went back to sleep.
Well, it took me time to get used to it, but I like it, you know.
Does it make you feel safer?
Yeah.
For them, overnight communication is minimal with the telecaregiving staff, according to Shoemaker.
We'll call them when we take over, but then we don't normally talk to them at nighttime. Now, if the door opened or the patio door opened, we would. So some folks call us a lot more than others. A lot of it's video kind of telecaregiving.
Shoemaker expects more counties to start using the technology, especially after they see the smart home in Lebanon. It showcases two-way talk devices, pressure mats, stove sensors, and more, and is open Wednesdays for tours. Information's on our website at WVXU.org and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.